5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You crazy mother.
Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk, a podcast that gets to the point with short bite-sized clips for anyone in a hurry. I'm your host, Matt Richardson. And this is my new podcast I'm starting. It is a reamped version of my old one called Anything and Everything with Matt, but I am kind of changing it up a little bit, changing up the format, kind of skipping all the small talk. So some podcasts will be just me, and others I'll have guests on, but each one will be different, about a different topic. So tune in every week to keep up with them, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So I have been MIA from the podcasting for a couple months because I had to do a lot of self-care. I was neglecting myself and putting a lot of work into my work, but not a lot into my external work. And I was forgetting a lot about my health and just looking past a lot of it. And, you know, one day I just woke up and took a long look in the mirror, longer than usual, and, you know, just realizing I didn't like the way I looked. I couldn't stand to look at myself in the mirror. And most of it was, you know, I have a lot of stuff to work on inside, but a lot of it was just externally. I looked on the outside, I just couldn't stand to look at myself. I felt like shit all the time. I was lethargic. I had terrible back pain. I was, you know, kind of getting like bad posture because the back pain was just getting bad, all the like getting worse progressively. It was a downhill slope, and I didn't see any end in sight. You know, I looked in the mirror and kind of decided that today was going to be different, and I made a change. I went into my fridge that day. I had off work. I went into my fridge and cleaned out my entire fridge, my entire cabinet, threw away all the stuff that I knew I needed to throw away that shouldn't be in there in the first place. And I went to the grocery store, filled up my pantry with only healthy foods. I literally had only things I could eat healthy. So even if I was starving, I'd had to scavenge for lettuce or some nuts, whatever it could be, you know, just those are examples. But, and I also told myself that today was the day I was going to start physically getting moving again, making an effort to lose some body fat and to get into shape and to help my posture. And that's it. I stopped making excuses and I started. And the next day I woke up and I did it again. And the next day I did it again and again and again. And in about 3 or 4 weeks, it was pretty easy. It started becoming habitual. And I am now about nine or 10 months into it, without a day skipping, exercising and eating healthy and watching what I eat. And it has been the best decision I've ever made. It has truly, truly been the biggest eye-opener I have ever had. And it has changed my life in ways that I have yet to still figure out. But, you know, just in this short 10 months that it's been, I have dropped about 20% body fat. I'm in the single digits now, and I have just 180'd my entire posture and my entire physical fitness. My eating habits are on a level that I've never thought I would have ever been on. And it's not forcing anymore. It's I enjoy it because I feel the benefits of it in full force, and I see them as well. It has been such an eye-opener when it comes to, like, why would I be living the way I was living for so long? It is truly, I couldn't recommend it more for those people out there who think that there's no end in sight and there's no hope and you're overweight and you hate the way that you look. How can you expect other people to like how you look if you don't like the way you look? I would beg of you guys to give this a shot and come to me if you need any help. I would love to give you advice and point you in the right direction and show you the path that I took. But, you know, the first thing you got to do is make that decision in your mind that you got to want it, you know. And then on top of that, you know, with all that health benefits wise, that was a major turnaround for me. But what started coming after about 2 or 3 months was pretty crazy. It started changing my mind. It not only eating healthy and being healthy was good for my brain, it made me think more clearer. I was lactose intolerant my whole life and now I'm not. It changed everything about my cognitive function. But also, it changed my personality and my attitude. I built a good relationship with discipline like I've never had before. I've learned that chipping away at things, small increments over time, lead to something so much bigger that you can't necessarily see or fathom in that time. But as long as you have that goal, you know, the only difference between a goal and a dream is a written down path and a ways to know how to get there. And that's truly all that you need. Your life can change forever. I mean, you have how many weeks of your life left to live? You know, if you have at least 20 years left of your life to live, you got a lot of weeks left in 20 years. There's a lot of weeks left. What's wrong with taking 4 or 5 of those weeks and experiment with trying something different and living a little healthier? And then it could make the rest of those hundreds of weeks so much better for you in ways that you can't imagine. It is worth the 5 weeks, and your body will start to enjoy the healthy stuff. The only reason why you can't see an end in sight is because you are habitually falling down a hole. You need to pull yourself back up, and every single day going positive counts. And that is a message that I would love for everyone to get from this, you know, like, take that message, because my life has changed in ways that I still am not understanding. And that's just from, you know, discipline and getting your body what it really needs, that exercise and that adrenaline from healthy things and that clean food and those vegetables and the clean meat. Try it, guys. Try it. Other than that, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. The ones coming forth won't be so serious as well. They're going to be entertaining ones, all the way from pretty cool interviews. I'm going to get some interesting people on here. So I would love for you guys to support it and show your love. Do some liking and sharing and subscribing and all that good stuff if you guys can. Anything can help. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Skip the Small Talk podcast. If you like the video, smash that like and subscribe button to help the page grow. Thanks, everyone. Till next time.